Hasta la vista, baby.
You are now listening to the Pop Drone Show on CITR 101.9. Brand new track there by the Bitters, boy-girl duo from Toronto, way out east there, with a brand new track, brand new 7-inch on the Captured Tracks label. That song is called East. Brand spanking new. You should be able to get that one at your local grocer right now, along with a lot of this upcoming stuff here. We had a whole bunch of new stuff from the Captured Tracks label, including a brand new Ganglions, some OCs, and we've also got a brand new Factums here, and little Brain Bombs side project that should be pretty interesting for all you noise heads out there. So stay tuned. We got lots of newness this week. Right now, we got a brand new track by a up and coming group from San Francisco. They are called the Splinters.
We'll be right back. The issues you care about are trivialized in the mainstream press? Want a media that isn't afraid to step on the toes of corporate interests? Profit-driven media leaving you without the information you need to properly exercise your franchise? Then Media Democracy Day is for you. On Saturday, November 7th, come down to the Vancouver Public Library, located at 350 West Georgia Street, to celebrate Media Democracy Day. You'll have the opportunity to talk to Vancouver journalists who are producing alternative news and hear informative panel discussions about democratizing our media. This is your chance to learn more about how power and profits drive reporting. Protest the status quo and call for change. Okay. Sponsored in part by CITR 101.9 FM.
You're back with Pop Drones here on CITR 101.9. Last track there was a brand new track by the OCs from San Francisco, if you didn't know that by now. Pretty busy 2 years for those guys so far, with about seven inches, has about three full-length LPs, including that one there. It's a brand new one on Capture Tracks. The LP is called Dog Poison. That track there is called The River Rushes to Screw Me Over. Speaking of Capture Tracks, got a whole bunch of new stuff that we just played from them as well, including the one before the OCs are the Ganglions from Sacramento. That track was called Blood on the Sand from their self-titled 7-inch. And starting off the set was The Bitters with East from their brand new Capture Tracks 7-inch. And then right in the middle there was a brand new group from the Bay Area. And they're called Splinters. It's their debut release on Double Negative Records. And that track there was called A Splintered Bridge. Right now we got a brand new one here from a group called Silver Pines. They're from Texas. Actually, the song here is not that new. They released a CDR about 6 months back that you could pretty much only get through the mighty Aquarius Records down there in San Francisco. And a beautiful, beautiful kind of gauzy, a Mazzy Star styled kind of country haze, and Beach House kind of comes to mind as well. Luckily, the CDR was so popular that they decided to repress it and put it on vinyl, where it rightfully belongs. So this is a brand new one here, Silver Pines. The song is called Time Father.
makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You're listening to Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Last track there was a brand new one from a group called Bronze, keeping with our Bay Area theme here, apparently. Bronze are from the Bay Area, and that's a first release from them. It's a self-titled 10-inch on the Hobo Jungle label, definitely resurrecting some of the kind of quirkier ends of post-punk from the early 80s there. Right now, we've got a brand new one from a group called Factums, who claim members from plenty of other Seattle groups like The Intelligence, The A-Frames, and surprisingly enough, the indie pop group Fruit Bats. They've got several LPs out already, including a Primitive Future LP on the Asaphone label. And one from last year on the Sacred Bones label, which was their, I believe, their debut release. And Sacred Bones is on top of them all over again, and they've got a brand new one for them, which is a collection of recordings from, let's see here, it's last 2006 and 2007. A lot of shorter songs compared to their kind of lengthier, noisier post-punk songs that regular listeners have become accustomed to. So right now we got a brand new one from here from Factums, a brand new LP on the Sacred Bones label called Flowers.
Thank you. is a shell.
Right. So
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinema Tech, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Last track there was a brand new one by a group called No Balls, which is actually a one of the members from Brain Bombs. I believe it's the guitarist. That's a very, very limited edition 7-inch there on a Discad label. It's 187 copies there. Just ahead of that was a brand new one by Montreal's The Pink Noise, who have been incredibly busy over the last year and a half. This is about their third LP in about 12, 15 months here. That one is called Graffiti Youth. It's on the Kill Shaman label. But they've also had the Alpha LP released on Almost Ready and the Dream Code on Sacred Bones, and several other 7-inches on labels like Benifer Editions, Jerkwave Tapes as well. Lots of great stuff coming out from that group right now. And starting off the set, there was a brand new one by Factums from Seattle. And that was taken from their brand new Sacred Bones release, which just came out this week, hot on the presses there. And right now we got a brand new one here from San Francisco's Barn Owl, who've been pretty busy themselves, releasing a lot of CDRs and cassettes, and the two members also do a lot of solo projects, but this is one of their first big splashes on the large LP format. So we're gonna sit back and drift along with their heavy desert psych. It's a Barn Owl on Pop Drones.
Thank you.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That's a brand new track from Barn Owl, taken from their full-length LP on the Roots Strata label. That LP is called The Conjurer, and this track is called Ancient of Days. And if you know what's good for you and you know anything about the Roots Strata label, their stuff does not hang around for very long. He tends to press his things in about copies of 500. He's done some stuff with Gruber before, which have fetched a lot of money online. So I would head to Aquarius Records, which is basically the number one source for all things Roots Strata related, and Barn Owl related for that matter. In fact, one of the members, John Borges, he actually he works there. So we've got the connection straight to him. Right now, we got a mysterious tape that was sent my way on a label called The Tapeworm, which is a pretty new label based out of the UK, and it's supposedly related to the Touch Records label, an electronic label from also from the UK. And so far, they've released some pretty interesting and kind of hard to get tapes. One by Stephen O'Malley from Sun, and an amazing one by Philip Jeck, the turntablist, which we've played here on the show before. But they've sent a new one my way by this group called the Van Patterson Quartet, which is apparently a long-lost psychedelic group from the 60s. Most people don't seem to know anything about it online. If you try to look up Van Patterson Quartet, you'll basically find a bunch of people trying to find out who they are. No one seems to know a thing, which kind of gives me a hunch that it may not be an actual band from the 60s. But it doesn't really matter because it's quite amazing. It's pretty lo-fi, pretty hissy. But this is a great, great slice of old or very new psychedelic music here. This is the Van Patterson Quartet on Pop Drones.
Yeah. I'm Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Last track there was a sort of a brand new one by a group called the Van Patterson Quartet, released on the Tapeworm Tapes label from the UK. Most likely, no one really knows, but it's most likely a tape subsidiary of the Touch record label, most infamous for some of their great electronic music releases by groups like Finesse, Orin Imbachi, and so on. Anyways, that's supposedly a long-lost late 60s fuzzy live psychedelic thing, but I don't believe it. There's no information whatsoever online about the Van Patterson Quartet, except for people trying to find information on them. So I'm gonna figure that that's probably something from now. Either way, it's quite good. Right now we're gonna wrap things up here. We got a little excerpt from a brand new Blue Sabbath Black Cheer release, a noisy group from Seattle. And we're gonna end things off with a special request for a longtime listener, Lisa. We've got some Jesus Lizard coming up for her. We got the Annoy Show next. He's got some Halloween fun for you. And that's going to be it for us this week, folks. Tune in next week.
time. So good as a mouth breather. But he's a mouth breather. I expect you from a regret. Can't get a sense of it. That's not the case. And I said it's not the case. Yeah, I need my own. Always feel a careful weight.
What?
Radio.
Oh,
radio.
Yip. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yip. Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing. Yip, hey, yip.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Well, kids, it's Halloween. You know what that means. It's time for the Value Village People's Happy Halloween audio collage compilation that myself and Bleak Swinney did right here at CITR. Halloween Day, I believe, in 2004, I think. Either way, coming up in this mashup of noise, you're going to hear some SPK, Throbbing Gristle, Einstein, Noi, Bout, and Coil. Some Ken Nordine reading some Edgar Allan Poe, Iggy Pop. Reading some Edgar Allan Poe, and a whole bunch of other stuff that just flew out us at the shelves. So enjoy.
energy and are by nature ferocious. And when you cast a spell, you must know you will attract them. If demons are allowed freedom for venting the madness, they can be diabolical. They are the reasons behind haunted houses, howling storms, lost keys, droopy hair, nagging associates, and cool lovers. If you're strong, maybe you can ignore demons. But why not invite them into a magic circle? Your magic circle. Control their energies. Use them to see into your future beyond tomorrow. Throw a handful of rosebuds high into the air and let them fall and scatter where they will. Demons will gather. Their ranting and raving will create wild, exciting vibrations. While they wail, stare into the center of the circle. As you softly whisper the name of their demon king, he will come and answer any three questions about your future. As soon as he has spoken, perform a spell, because the energy within the magic circle must be dissipated. What will escape and create havoc in your life? When the magic is done, destroy the circle. To make a magic circle, draw a 3-foot wide chalk circle and cover it with a fine wheat flour. Then place 3 black beans in the center and cover them with cloves, salt, and basil. 3 red candles should be flaming at the top part of the magic area. Now scatter the rosebuds. The demons will gather. Keep brave. They're helpless.